It's 8:42 at Mix 97. David O'Reilly is joining us. Good morning, David.
Morning, Sean.
Hello.
How's it going? Hi, everyone. How's it going? Thanks for having me on your show today.
No problem. David O'Reilly, here's the 411 on him. Born and raised in Dublin, Ireland, moved to Canada in 2011. He's a singer-songwriter, married to a lovely lady by the name of Taryn. They're married in 2015. They have two children, 3 and 6 months. Recently became a Canadian citizen. Does that kind of cover it all, Mr. O'Reilly?
Yeah, I think it covered a lot of things there, right? Yeah.
Yeah, you're one of the lucky Irishmen that got to marry a Canadian gal.
I know, yeah, yeah. Won the lottery, you know.
Luck of the Irish, eh?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think she was lucky too.
Oh, yeah, she's the lucky one, right, yeah.
That accent she gets to hear every day is grand.
Now, David, tell us what you're doing now. You've been recently laid off due to COVID-19, and where were you working? And you were working on special projects too.
Yeah, I was working before down the road there in Procter & Gamble doing some mechanical design work. Mm-hmm. But since I've been laid off, I've been working on a project with a friend of mine, Trevor Smail, on a ventilator project. Because at the moment with the COVID-19, there's a lack of ventilators to kind of cover the demand.
Yeah.
So we've been working on an open source design under the name Open Lung. We even have a website, openlung.org. And we're working on designs so that people around the world can manufacture easily a low-cost ventilator that they can use in their local hospital or wherever they need it, yeah.
Give that website again, David.
It's openlung.org.
Okay, people might want to check it out. Now, how are things in Ireland? I'm sure you've been connecting with family back in Ireland. What are you hearing as far as COVID-19 there?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same as here, really. Everyone's keeping their distance. Everyone's being very careful when they're out in public, same as here. Very kind of, I guess, eerie kind of atmosphere when you go out to the grocery store or whatever. Everyone's very careful about what they touch or who they come in contact with.
Yeah, like, so, you know, we go to a store now and we're lined up at it and wait our turn to go in. That's how we're living right now.
Yeah, it's very, very strange times, right?
Well, you've penned a song, and the song is called A Toast to Where We've Been. Tell us about the song.
Yeah, so I made this song there a few months ago, and it's about coming together with friends and family around a campfire and having drinks and telling stories, singing songs. So, lately I was thinking about the fact that everyone's separated with this whole COVID-19 thing, but we're all kind of coming together in a different way, like as a community, to try and fight against the virus and support each other in the community. Like you have your nurses and doctors on the front line coming together to help people. You got your teachers streaming classes online to keep the education going. And even the local grocery store there, No Frills, I noticed is opening their doors early in the morning to let the elderly and less able people come in, do their grocery shopping before the big crowds come in. So they're a bit safer in that regard. And you have people making face guards and masks as well. Yeah.
Well, and you're working on ventilators, so I mean, everybody's kind of doing something if they've got a skill that they want to help out. Yeah, it's really nice to see. I played your song yesterday. I hosted the Sunday morning show on CJBQ, our sister station, and we had a chat there, and we played the song. And David, I took like 5 or 6 phone calls in the next 10 minutes. People asking where they can get the song, because it's going to happen again when we play it here in a moment on Mix 97. If somebody wanted to get the song, where can they get it?
Okay, well, right now I have it up on YouTube and on SoundCloud.
Okay. I want you to make some money on this, though.
Well, it's not going to happen on those two.
Yeah,
I haven't got it up on the likes of iTunes or anything like that yet.
Yeah.
I could put the links up.
Yeah. Well, you send us all that stuff, and we'll do that for you. But anyway, we'll let you introduce yourself here on Mix 97. Go ahead.
Hey, everybody. This is David O'Reilly, and this is my song, Toast to Where We've Been.
She's holding out for more. I hope she knows what she's looking for. Let's find the cooler and we'll crack another tin. A toast to what's to come, a toast to where we've been. Throw another log down on the fire. Tales of what we did. Yeah, life's much better when people are joining in. Skimming rocks by the neighbor's boat. I'm teaching you the right way to throw. You're telling me how you plan to travel south and get away from the winter snow. Just 2 weeks till you board the plane. Max reminded me that I'm insane not to tell you how I'm feeling now and how I hurt when you're gone away. Let's find the cooler and we'll crack another tin. A toast to what's to come, a toast to where we've been. Throw another log down on the fire. Oh, the night is here, but we're not tired. No, and time will stop while we tell tales of what we did. Yeah, life's much better. The lake's reflecting the setting sun. Steaks are ready, gonna get me some. Joe's still dancing like his feet are on fire. Bill is passed out from all the rum. Looking round at the scene tonight, everyone's smiling, feeling alright. Pretty soon this will all change, so let's hold on to this moment tight. We'll find the cooler and we'll crack another tin. A toast to what's to come, a toast to where we've been.
David O'Reilly, a toast to where we've been on Mix 97.
Beautiful song.
Yeah, a song about people coming together. and enjoying each other's company. A song written and performed by David, featuring Taryn, his wife. Artwork, look at that.